These are the big writing of those saying formation.
Isaba Wei. Sheng Chi the Guanba. Kai Shi Xiao Tian Pei Yu Sheng Mie Sui Guan Zi the Xiang Jin Ba Shi. Ni Ying Dang Yi Zai Di Zi Zhao Jian Xing Ba the Cha Na Sheng Chi. Yi Ji Taman the
他们升起的因缘。For example, in the case of materiality, you take the Nicolas Rising of materiality by the 20th, God is to be fifth present of the divine origin. As death Christ may be here, so you look back to the near death moment of your past life to see the five past causes. Which cause the rising is this lack of material energy produced by Gamma? You then see that, number one, the rising of ignorance causes the rising of material energy produced by Gamma. Number two, the rising of craving causes the rising of material energy produced by Gamma. Number three, the rising of clinging causes the rising of material energy produced by Gamma. Number four, the rising of holding and formation causes the rising of material energy produced by Gamma. Number five, the rising of Gamma causes the rising of material energy produced by Gamma.
以色法为例。 依照前面讲述过的缘起第五法来观照色法的因缘生，看向过去，在你前世引起的那一刻，照见引起今世业生色法的过去五种因，你将见到：一、无明升起，造成业生色法的升起；二、爱升起。 造成业生色法的升起；三、取升起，造成业生色法的升起；四、行升起，造成业生色法的升起；五、业有升起，造成业生色法的升起。
Materiality produced by Gamma. You know that the momentary rising of materiality produced by Gamma. That is seeing only the momentary rising of that materiality.
如此观照业生色法的因缘生之后，你应当观照业生色法的刹那生，也就是只照见该色法的刹那升起。
You then need to see both the causal and momentary kinds of rising of materiality produced by light, materiality produced by temperature, and materiality produced by nutrient.
然后你必须照见心生色法、时节生色法与时生色法的因缘生及刹那生。Remember this.
You discern that mind causes the rising of materiality produced by mind, and then discern just the momentary rising of materiality produced by mind. Number seven, you discern that temperature causes the rising of materiality produced by temperature, and then discern just the momentary rising of materiality produced by temperature. Number eight, you discern that nutriment causes the rising of materiality produced by nutriment, and then discern just the momentary rising of materiality produced by nutriment.
六，观照心造成心生色法的升起，接着只观照时节造成时节生色法的升起，接着只观照时节生色法的刹那生。八，观照食物造成食生色法的升起，接着只观照食生色法的刹那生。
It is how you see. It is how you see both. Because an idea of materiality in momentary idea of materiality. You say that you see the momentary idea in both an idea of materiality. In the same way, the determinant of causal in momentary idea is applying to the mind moment. See in the fifth method of repeated origination. It will, however, take some time to list the details of the method for materiality. So I can pass over the in each instance explain the details for only materiality.
这就是照见色法的因缘生与刹那生的方法。然后你必须照见明法的因缘生与刹那生。同样的，因缘生与刹那生的观照也必须运用于缘起第五法所见到的各个心事刹那当中。然而要列举照见明法的细节，必须耗费相当长的时间，因此禅师将省略他们，而在每一个例子里只解说色法的细节。
The observation of the nature of causing Uyadhamma Rupati. After you are able to disemble the momentary acting and causal acting of materiality and minerality, you then see again and again they are causing Uyadhamma because of they are causing
Uyadhamma. 熄灭的观法，能够观照明色法的刹那升起与因缘升起之后，接着应当一再地照见他们的熄灭，以及他们熄灭的因缘。
For example, in the case of materiality, you determine the causal cessation of materiality by seeing it according to the fifth method of repeated origination. You look forward to the future life.In which you begin in Raha, you see that when you attain Raha in fruition, Raja, Mega, and Raja, Pra, all the environment cease. You see that at the end of that line, all formation cease. This is directly seeing you are bringing Raha. When your new materiality or mentality rises, you see that, number one,Interpretation of ignorance causes the cessation of materiality produced by karma. Number two, interpretation of craving causes the cessation of materiality produced by karma. Number three, interpretation of craving causes the cessation of materiality produced by karma. Number four, interpretation of volition and formation causes the cessation of materiality produced by karma.Number five, interpretation of karma causes interpretation of materiality produced by karma.
以色法为例，依照缘起第五法来观照色法的因缘灭，看向未来，直到你证悟阿罗汉果的那一世。当你证悟阿罗汉道果时，所有的烦恼都熄灭了。你也能照见在那一世结束之时，所有的刑法都熄灭了，这是直接照见你的波涅槃。那时不再有新的刑法或色法升起，你将见到一无明熄灭造成业生色法熄灭，二爱熄灭造成业生色法熄灭，三取熄灭造成业生色法熄灭，四行熄灭造成业生色法熄灭，五业有熄灭造成业生色法熄灭。
A very individual can be called the cessation of materiality versus karma.You now discern the momentary causing away of materiality produced by karma. And they see only the moment regarding awake of that materiality.
如此观照业生色法的因缘灭之后，你应当观照业生色法的刹那灭，也就是只照见该色法的刹那熄灭。
You then need to think of the other in moment effect of passing away from materiality produced by mind, materiality produced by temperature, and materiality produced by nutriment. You think that. Number 6, the cessation of mind causes the cessation of materiality produced by mind, and then, is that just the momentary cessation of materiality produced by mind? Number 7,The cessation of temperature causes the cessation of materiality produced by temperature, and then this time just the momentary cessation of materiality produced by temperature. Number 8, the cessation of nutriment causes the cessation of materiality produced by nutriment, and then this time just the momentary cessation of materiality produced by nutriment.
然后你必须照见心生色法、识别生色法与识生色法的因缘灭及刹那灭。你见到六，观照心的熄灭造成心生色法的熄灭，接着只观照心生色法的刹那灭。七，观照识别的熄灭。造成识别生色法的熄灭，接着只观照识别生色法的刹那灭。八，观照食物的熄灭，造成识生色法的熄灭，接着只观照识生色法的刹那灭。
This is how you decode the momentary cessation of materiality and decode the cessation of materialityYou then have to see the momentary cessation and causal cessation for materiality.
这就是照见色法刹那灭与因缘灭的方法。然后你也必须照见明法的刹那灭与因缘灭。
The observation of the nature of rising and passing away, Samudhiya Vaya Samanubhasi.After you have seen both the momentary cessation and causal cessation of materiality and materiality, you then see again and again both their rising and passing away. This involves seeing their momentary rising and momentary passing away together. You then see their causal rising and causal passing away.
升起与熄灭的观法。能够照见明色法的刹那灭与因缘灭之后，接着你应当一再地照见他们的生与灭，这需要同时照见他们的刹那生与刹那灭，然后照见他们的因缘生与因缘灭。
You have to be able to see the rising and passing away of all the five aggregates in this way. That is, see that each of the five aggregates is momentary. Seeing this means seeing those momentary five aggregates rise and pass away. In every mind moment, it includes the five aggregates present at the time of the rising and passing away of the rebirth aggregate consciousness in Sanicheya.The winger consciousness and the death consciousness should be stated. Which are called process free consciousness, which is more than stated. It also includes all the momentary aggregates present in each mind moment of any of the six groups of processes. Repeat.
你必须能以同样的方法照见五蕴的生命，也就是照见五蕴当中每一蕴都是刹那变化的，如此照见意味着照见每一个心智刹那中五蕴的生与灭，这包括结生心、有分心、死亡心、 升起与熄灭时存在的五蕴，也包括六门心路过程里每一个心事刹那中存在的五蕴。
In further introducing the five brothers in the first step, as for example, ignorance that produces the tragedy of the five aggregates in this land, it includes seeing the tragedy of ignorance that are in the future, with the enemy of production, and after that, finally nirvana, which is the final tragedy of the five aggregates.
这还包括照见过去世的五种因，例如造成今世五蕴的无明，也包括照见未来世证悟阿罗汉道时无明等的熄灭，以及最后波涅槃时五蕴的熄灭。
So anyway, I have read outlineYou can discern the momentary rising in body way of the five aggregates and the further rising in body way of the five aggregates. And applying three characteristics of impermanence, suffering in themselves to them. We do this for the five aggregates that are eternal, for the five aggregates that are external, and for the five aggregates that are within the past, present and future.
因此，以禅师刚才概括解说的方法，你能够观照五蕴的刹那生灭与五蕴的因缘生灭，以及运用无常、苦、无我三相与五蕴。你应当如此照见内在的五蕴、外在的五蕴，以及过去、现在、未来的五蕴。
The vision is for the fact of aggregates, you need to develop the same insight using the first method of the vision origination. In this case, when you discern the bottom origin of formation, you just discern each measure of vision origination in four order to see that. Ignorance causes original formation. Original formation causes consciousness.Consciousness causes mentality and materiality. Mentality and materiality cause the six sense phases. The six sense phases cause contact. Contact causes feeling. Feeling causes craving. Craving causes clinging. Clinging causes becoming. Becoming causes birth. Birth causes aging, death, sorrow, lamentation, physical pain, mental pain, and despair.
如此照见五蕴之后，你必须用缘起第一法来培育同样的觉观。在此情况下，当你观照行法